All right, so I went out this morning thinking, okay, we're going to have some sort of refreshment. It won't be as humid. We're not going to have as hot a day. And I was surprised because it's still humid outside, and it's 72 degrees. So let's bring in the man with a plan to tell us what's going to happen today, tomorrow, through the weekend. That's
why did you think that it was going to be less humid today? I mean,
I don't know.
That was not in the forecast, Mr. Miles.
I know. I was just thinking it. I was just thinking it was going to be less humid. And so I didn't have any air conditioning on last night. And I woke up in the middle of the night and it was like, okay, it's humid in here. But all the air conditioners again.
So there you go.
I don't know why I thought that. I thought that everything was going to clear out. We were going to have a partly cloudy, because I saw thunderstorms in the forecast. Maybe that's why. I saw thunderstorms in the forecast before I went to bed.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would be the least person that I would expect to even think about cooler air, because you like it this way.
No, you're right. You're right. But I just, my animals don't.
Yeah. Yep. I know. Although I'm wondering what's up with Shirley, because she wants to go outside and she likes to lay in the sun. And I just think it's too hot for her.
Yeah.
Much too hot for her.
Absolutely. She'll start panting in a matter of 20 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. So I let her stay out there for maybe about, 5 minutes, and then I bring her in. But in the meantime, we have a front coming through today. If you're lucky, you may get a thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly cloudy, still humid, low 90s. Then tonight, cloudy, some showers around, 65 to 70. So there's your somewhat cooler air. Mostly cloudy, not as hot or humid on Friday, 75 to 80. Saturday, we'll call it variably cloudy, 80. I don't have any rain in the forecast for Saturday. That's Sunday, mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms. Not all day, but they'll be around. The highs will be in the middle 80s, and your Labor Day will be hazy, hot and humid, low 90s with the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Now, I know you're going to say, well, Pat, you have showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to give you what I think the chances are for the showers and thunderstorms Sunday and Monday. Remember, when we express this, we are basically talking about area coverage. So on Sunday, it's 40%. 40% of us get a shower or a thunderstorm, 60% do not. And as we move into Monday, it's the same. 40%. It drops off on Tuesday to 30% and stays that way on Wednesday, but it's still warm, it's still humid in the 80s most of next week.
All right. So there we go. So the weekend's not looking that bad then.
It's not looking terrible.
No.
No, I should be able to get my outdoor filming in, so that's a good thing. I'm hoping. Things could always change. I mean, I've seen these situations before where the front stalls, little load develops on the front before you know it. It's a steady rain. It evolves into a steady rain. Right now, the only computer model forecasting that is the European.
Okay.
The other models are saying no. So I'm going to go with the majority.
Let's hope the Europeans are taking a normal European vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the model is unbelievably accurate. There is a disturbance coming off the African coast. The National Hurricane Center gives that a 60% chance of developing into a tropical storm. How about that?
Well, see where it goes. See if it comes up the coast.
We'll have to watch it. Hurricane Norman, he is in the Pacific off Baja California, with 125 mile per hour winds. He'll be moving across the Pacific. We'll have to see if he is going to raise a threat for Hawaii. You have Hurricane Miriam with about 100 mile per hour winds. She is going to bend, she'll go north and then northwest, but well north of Hawaii, so we don't have to worry about that. Then you have a pretty good typhoon, Jebi, and that is going to hit Japan. And right now the wind there is about 125 miles an hour. That could become a super, super typhoon. So we'll be watching that. And finally, you have the African system that I told you off the African coast, about 25 to 30 mile per hour winds. The expected track right now is northwest and then north, west of Bermuda. So that should not be a problem. And that's it, pretty much, you know, that's it for the tropics. Not bad, huh?
Now, typhoon and hurricane is kind of
same
like,
thing.
It's kind of like violin and fiddle.
Right.
They're the same thing, just named differently.
That is correct. Yeah. That's what they called in the Pacific typhoons. To me, I don't know about you, but to me, typhoon sounds a lot more ominous.
To me, it sounds like a food. I'll have two typhoons and some dim sum, where if you use, the hurricane is more like a drink. I'll have two hurricanes and a vodka straight up.
I like the way Marshall relates meteorology to food.
That's right. And hurricanes look like a big, big, big donut. And thunderstorms, well, that looks like what happens after you have too much food to eat.
Oh, my goodness. I think we have to send Marshall on vacation. Marshall, you never, ever take vacation.
Not since we started this radio station. You're absolutely right.
You just never get a day off.
Not since 2000. Last vacation I had was, this is no lie, folks, back in 2002.
Which is the analog year for our long-range fall and winter forecast.
There you go. That was my last vacation.
Wow.
2002. I used to take 1 month off. I used to take the month of April off and go to Florida, South County, Florida. South County, Palm Beach, Florida. I used to take 1 month. That was the rule with all anybody who employed me.
I'll work like the Dickens.
I'll work like the Dickens for you. I'll work 70 hours a week, but I've got to take a full month of April off.
Wow.
And I always got that. But I work for myself, and there's just no time, Pat, just no time.
I know what you mean. Even when I'm off, as you know, I'm in the weather center working. Yeah, you're right. And now I'm working on the winter forecast in my spare time, which is not much. Right now, we've got the air conditioning people coming today, and that's why you're getting your forecast early before they start banging. They'll be here before 9 o'clock. They're moving a ductless system from upstairs to downstairs.
All right. Well, enjoy the banging about, and I'll speak to you tomorrow morning when we get the final take on the weekend.
You got it.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.